Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with the New World Report, thanks to Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. Argentina, the odd person out with the election of Javier Milei, who's very active. I mentioned right away that Javier Milei is mentioning that he doesn't believe the coup in Bolivia, for example. Who asked him? But then this led to a diplomatic dispute and the calling of the Argentine ambassador in La Paz to the palace to be reprimanded, I guess, for challenging the credibility of President Arce. There's another president that Javier Milei wants to mix it with. That would be Lula da Silva, his neighbor in Brazil. Lula da Silva is going to be present when Javier Milei visits Brazil. But the President Milei is making it very clear he's going to visit with Jair Bolsonaro, the previous president, who's something of an outcast right now within Brazil. He's been disenfranchised from running again in the next cycle. At the same time, Javier Milei is, I believe, turning his back on and not participating in Mercosur, which is a trade organization. In general, Milei is calling attention to himself, saying there's another way. Professor, this all looks to be friction. Borrowing trouble would be one way of putting it. But at the same time, Milei's style is consistent ever since he started campaigning with a chainsaw. And the good news for him is that his economic reforms seem to be resonating with the establishment. I note that the omnibus bill that passed through the Senate the last time we were reporting, this has to do with reforming the government, slicing it down to a comparable to a good corporation and not a monster that takes over the economy. Passed not only the Senate bill, but has now passed through the lower house and is now law. So is Javier Milei traveling to Brazil with good news behind him, a fair wind, or is he right now seen as a troublemaker in the region?
Well, there's an interesting series of different dynamics going on here, John. I would say certainly good news for Milei in terms of his domestic politics, and really an interesting comment about his style, which I'm sure just drives his foreign minister, relatively diplomatic responsible, Diana Mondino, just absolutely batty. In the case of Milei, the broader trend that you see, obviously he's very outspoken with respect to what presidents usually don't say publicly, but Javier Milei is very willing to say what he thinks, especially in criticizing the left and in being a voice against statism and against leftism. And so, most recently, of course, he had said that the apparent attempted coup in Bolivia was actually a self coup, was actually faked, and that the real vulnerability, that the danger in Peru came from the socialist government of Luis Arce, who has imprisoned members of the opposition, including the former president Jeanine Añez, as well as the former head of Santa Cruz, Luis Camacho, among others. And so, using that opportunity not to condemn the coup, but to essentially call attention to the danger of socialism. Of course, previously, with respect to Spain, he had condemned some of the problems of socialism in Spain with that government, as well as making some probably inappropriate comments about the corruption allegations against the wife of the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Begoña Gomez. In addition, of course, he's made other similar comments that have got him into tension and trouble elsewhere in the region. But so on the one hand, you have this willingness to be outspoken in the interest of advancing the cause of highlighting the pitfalls of socialism and the But he's also made choices in his travel, which redefine what traditionally presidents do. So what's interesting is that you see Milei goes places, and a lot of leaders get their feathers ruffled because instead of doing traditional summitry and traditional state-to-state things, he goes to talk to where he wants to go to. So, for example, he went to the United States multiple times, but instead of having meetings in the White House, he went to Texas to meet with Elon Musk. He went to Miami to have key meetings there. He went to San Francisco to have an important meeting with different tech sector people there. He went to Spain, but instead of meeting with either the king or the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, he went to a libertarian institute called Juan de Marianana, again, ruffling the Spanish feathers. And of course, most recently, he's not going to be yet another head of state at the Mercosur summit. So Argentina, actually, who's a key member of Mercosur, is staying at the Mercosur summit. And actually, the Mercosur summit this year is going to be in Paraguay, which has the titular president. But instead of being part of that group, instead, right before that summit, Milei has announced he's going to Brazil. But instead of meeting with Lula in Brazil, he is actually going to a right-oriented political meeting, a CPAC meeting, where he's going to meet with former President Jair Bolsonaro. And so in many ways, Milei, beyond his rhetoric, in his where he goes as president and who he meets with, is redefining in a really interesting way the what really presidents do. And then, of course, there's the matter of his economic policies, which, as we saw, the fact that he finally, thanks to his new cabinet chief, Guillermo Francois, got his new legislation through. It was stripped down to about a third of the original size, but it will give him important powers in terms of incentives for foreign companies, advancing privatization, presidential powers, labor deregulation, and eventually decreasing capital controls to make Argentina a more competitive place to invest. And so, at least on the domestic front, the fact that he got that legislation through finally is good news that he will be able to make hopefully some economic progress, even as he continues to redefine his role as a spokesperson for libertarianism on the international stage.
The inflation is improving. How could it not? When you start plus 200, you've got a lot of room to say that things are getting better. However, there are troubles around the president on his travels, and we mention the strange story of the attempted assassination of Cristina Kirchner taking place during the last presidential cycle. I remember the story not having a way of talking about it because it involved elements that don't add up. The shooter alleged is a Brazilian. The weapon alleged did not fire, and it is unclear where it came from. The conduct of the shooter and the victim were all in the context of a corruption trial against Cristina Kirchner that had made her unlikely to return to the presidency. Fernandez, the president at the time, was on his way out. Milei wins the contest. But there was no special alarm that his vice president had been targeted, nor was there an adequate explanation. She's Kirchner. Okay. They've been in charge for a long time, president or vice president, okay. And then you can mention Hezbollah, sinister forces, Iran. You can go through the library. It still doesn't come to a shooter who has no political values that anybody could discern. In fact, he'd been sort of drifting, in addition to the fact that there's a photograph in Reuters with him sitting alone in what looks like the lounge of an airport, with a sign up saying, "I've been sequestered," which I think must be a fancy Spanish word for "I'm in isolation. They won't let me talk to the media." Professor, does all this add up to a story that we don't have?
Well, this is certainly like so many of these high-level stories where it would appear that there's something going on behind the actual shooter. I mean, one remembers going back to, John F. Kennedy's assassination, or, of course, more recently in Haiti, the assassination of Jovenel Moïse. So, the question of what interested parties and sinister forces may be behind this. And so certainly what almost happened to, very polarizing, former leader Cristina Fernández de Kirchner in September of 2022 is remains a big question. Essentially, you know, how with her ring of security forces, you know, in her inner circle, especially of Peronist loyalist security forces, did this, you know, Brazilian national gunman, Fernando Salles Montiel, get so close? Indeed, literally holding a gun within feet or less to the president's head. And only by the fact that the gun did not go off is, you know, former President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner still alive to this day. But, you know, the question of, you know, how did it happen? How did he get so close? What forces were behind him? So at the very least, this is probably going to be a major spectacle trial in Argentina. Some people estimate that this trial with some 200 witnesses could take as much as a year. But to the best of my knowledge, to date, there has not been, at least publicly, the implication of broader, darker forces of who was behind Salega, or whether he acted as a lone gunman and was just one of those just bizarre things that sometimes happen or sometimes are connected to broader, you know, broader plots.
Right now, Ms. Kirchner is out of office. Does she remain a powerful force in Argentina? I've not seen any headlines between then and now, except for this one about the trial beginning. Are the Kirchners still well placed?
Like Evo Morales, what we talked about in Bolivia, you know, she is for some people the, you know, everything bad about Argentina in terms of the Peronist legacy. For others, she is an emblematic figure, you know, a good figure fighting for the working classes in the labor unions. But, you know, certainly, her popularity waned as Argentina's economy fell apart. And as the, some of the corruption accusations closed in on her, including, when she herself was actually convicted in December 2022 for a 6-year jail term, for her involvement in corruption, which continues to be appealed. And so in many ways, after the Peronists, when she was vice president, Alberto Fernandez, and his, stand-in, his economic minister lost this last election, leading to you know, the current presidency of Javier Milei. Right now, Peronism and Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner as its most emblematic and controversial figure has been part of kind of the legacy in the background as Milei takes Argentina right now in a very new direction, trying to undo the economic mess that the Peronists, including Cristina, had left the country.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We're headed to another trial in Peru. Also, the conversation between Peru and China is ongoing. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.